But the people who know us well will agree with my opinion that Southern Seminary has exceptional students. And, I could parade scores of students up here tonight to prove that argument. But as I said, we want to get to dessert. We're on a limited time frame. So as a result, we've invited one student to come and speak on behalf of the whole student body. A few weeks ago, some of you had the opportunity to meet Eric Iverson on a video that we showed at one of our functions. And I got such positive feedback about Eric and his student testimony that we thought we want to bring Eric back and let you hear more of his story and give you a chance to meet him personally. 2 years ago, Eric left a wonderful parachurch ministry where he was serving, packed his family up in Minneapolis, came all the way to Louisville, had no job, no place to live, and in due time, he found employment on the campus of Southern Seminary, and he is an enrollment counselor at Boyce College. And I asked the admissions people, I said, how good is Eric at his job? And the response was, he is a recruiting machine. And I said, I know sports, put that in context for me. They said, Saban and Calipari kind of recruiting. And they said, we are really not looking forward to him finishing his degree and going into ministry. So Eric is a member of Clifton Baptist Church. His wife, Junie, is here with him tonight. Junie, would you stand up? She's not speaking, but I want you to meet her because you know when you hear Eric, Junie is the person who's standing behind him and helping him. So if you would welcome Eric Iverson.
This is a treat for us to be here with you all. I haven't met many of you, but it's been fun. I've heard great things about you, and so it's a joy for me to get to be here and represent the entire student body, as I heard I'm doing. So let me just start with a thank you. And so in case I miss it and I get so excited about the story that I don't say it, I just want to say thank you. I'm grateful for your obedience and for your sacrifice. And it leads me to worship when I hear stories of all that you all are doing and have been doing for years for us as students here at Southern. It's a gift, and I don't deserve it, and I'm grateful for that you've allowed me to be obedient to the call to come here to learn and to study and to grow. And so I'm just grateful for that, and I wanted to say thank you before I started. Let me introduce you to the rest of my family. My wife, Judy, who you've met, and then our son, Isaiah, and then our daughter, Hope, they are all here with us. We're the team. And so we are all get to be here, and we love it, and we're excited about being here. And so I just wanted to introduce you to them before I tell you just a little bit of my background and what I'm excited about and that I'm here. This is the last place on the face of the earth that I ever imagined myself being. I said to my wife tonight, I said, this is another one of those, like, what are we doing here moments. And so for us to be here in Louisville and studying is remarkable, and God is in it, and it's all about Him, and it has nothing to do with us. We're just trying to be obedient in His call to us. I grew up in South Minneapolis. I was born in 1969. Grew up in South Minneapolis in the hood. This is a picture of me and my father, Freddie, who I never met until I was 16 years old. He didn't live with us in our house. But I have this picture of me and him as a baby, and it just tells you that it was me and my mom. And this is my mom. She was never married until the day she called me from Leavenworth, Kansas, and had married a prisoner. His name was Frank. And so they got married. That didn't last forever, but that was just a part of my growing up. Thank God for the local church, and thank God for godly Christian grandparents who nurtured me and loved me, and I'm a product of them. And so it was an interesting growing up, and it was just she and I, and this, like I said, I don't know what I'm doing here. At 14, God gave me the opportunity to start serving with kids at our church. We had a local church. I grew up in a Methodist church in South Minneapolis, and He gave me the opportunity to work with children, and I've been doing that ever since. So in 1984, I started working in ministry, serving in a summer ministry as a high school student and junior staff. Loved it, and that's all I've ever done. It has been the joy of my life to be able to work with students. Most recently, as Craig was talking about, I have been working with a ministry called Youth Specialties and Youth Works. We are serving over 35,000 students every summer around the U.S. In short-term missions, and about 7,000 youth pastors that we are training. My motive when I was there was to do what I call Jesus justice. I was sold out on a social gospel that was not true and that was false. And that what being a Christian was someone who loved the poor folks and helped them out, and that's what a Christian was. And look at Jesus. Look at here in Luke 4. This says that Jesus is all about reversal, all about, you know, righting wrongs, setting the oppressed free. That's what he was about, and that was my gospel. But God got a hold of my heart in 2010. I had never seen Christ in this book like I seen him that year through a series of events. That led my wife and I to start attending Bethlehem Baptist in South Minneapolis. And our first Sunday, we left there and like, wow, we were hungry for the word. That was good. We hadn't been eating like this for ever. And God got a hold of my heart and started to show me his presence in this book. And it changed everything in me. He told me, he's like, Eric, your justice is not my justice. I don't care about what you think you're supposed to be doing. I want you to work on my reconciliation efforts, not your justice efforts. And it was at that time God just started churning in me, and he started showing me, like the guys on the road to Emmaus, right? Oh, Jesus opens the scripture. He's like, that was about me right there in the law. That was me. Oh, yeah, the Psalms. Yep, there I am there too, right? And what happened is Jesus opened the word and showed himself to these guys. Their hearts started, weren't our hearts burning as he walked with us and showed us himself in this book? And that's what was happening to me as I started to see Christ all over this book. But I had no understanding of how do I share this with other people? I had been working and teaching the same thing nationally about my social gospel. I had no clue how to teach it. And I just like, I just want people to see him. This is what's drawing me, not my programming, not the things that we're doing. It was seeing Christ in this book that was showing me and drawing me closer to Christ. And I'm like, how do I do this? I have to figure this out. I don't know how. Oh, I'll just keep reading, or I'll learn some doctrine. And it was just not enough. There was this yearning, and I was excited. And I'm like, this is it. This is it. I've been doing ministry for over 30 years, and it's right here. I just have to show people Christ in this book, and he will draw them to himself. But I didn't know how. And it was on the 28th of July in 2013. I was at an event in Chicago. And it hit me. All I've been wanting to do is point people to Christ in this book. And it hit me that night. That's what pastors do. It was an epiphany. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And it was at that moment I called my wife. I said, honey, I think I'm supposed to pastor, which if I'm going to do that, which means I need to go to seminary. For the first time in my life, in all my ministry career, I'd never thought once about going to seminary. And it happened that night. So I want to share these dates with you. So the 28th of July, I kind of hit me. I vetted it with some elders at our church. On August 2nd, I applied to Southern. On August 9th, we came to visit. And I remember sitting on the floor in the hotel weeping, crying, like, what am I doing? I brought my family down here. Well, I don't know what this is. 750 miles from home. What's going on? And we applied and got accepted on the 13th of August that year. And on the 15th, I was back for orientation. On the 18th, I started classes modularly. And on the, I'll just show you this picture here. On the, at the end of September, my wife and I and our two kids packed up the van and our belongings, and we came here with no clue how God was going to make this happen. But we just wanted to be obedient as we were moving towards this place. And so it has been an incredible journey to be here. And I'm just excited that God has given us the chance to be here. We didn't know what was going to happen. We got a job. God keeps providing all the way along the road. I just want to tell you what he did. He provided a community for us. He provided housing for us. He's continued to provide protection for us, endurance, courage, hope, guidance. And even the clothes that I'm wearing right now, God provided for us. Thank you. The attic. We love the attic. Where is she? And so anyway, So I was like, I don't have jackets twice a week. Anyway, so we're grateful for that. So let me just say this. I'm excited about being here. There's a lot of guys like me out there who God's got a hold of them, but they don't know where to go, or they don't have the resources to get there. Guys like me who don't, I grew up in a Methodist church, social gospel, but all of a sudden God's word got a hold of me, and I needed to learn how to handle it well so that I could share that with other people. And so that's what Southern is doing and providing for me. This crazy guy from Minneapolis who was, more liberal than, anyway, we want to discuss. But so we're grateful to be here. I just wanted to just share just a little bit of our story and what God's done for us. And it was not until I came to Southern that for the first time in my life, a man named Dr. Stinson in a class sat me down and opened the word and said, this is what it means to be a man. This is what a father is. This is what a husband is. And I had never heard any, and it just never happened. And so I'm grateful for the school to provide an opportunity for a guy like me who didn't have a dad at home, who grew up in a messed up family, to come here and hear God's word opened and said, no. This is what you are supposed to do. And I said, oh, okay, thank you.